Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. On today's episode, we're taking a look at a game that I have been told time and time and time and time again to play. That game is Baldur's Gate. Yeah, Baldur's Gate. So this is, I don't even know if it needs an introduction. Baldur's Gate is a game from 1998, developed originally by BioWare and published by Interplay Entertainment. And the version I will be playing is Baldur's Gate Reloaded, which is a fan-made tribute and complete remake of the original Baldur's Gate in the Neverwinter Nights 2 engine. This campaign for Neverwinter Nights 2 includes the entire original campaign and the expansion Tales of the Sword Coast. Does not, from what I understand, contain any of the Enhanced Edition content, and neither will its sequel, Shadows of Ann and Throne of Baal. When they finally release for Neverwinter Nights 2, it will have none of the extra content. Despite, I hear it's pretty good, so maybe someday I'll play the original and actually get to see that, or play the Enhanced Editions, but I don't own them, so. You know, I own the originals, and that's where you were going to go. So, the story follows as we take the role of the Ward of Gorion, a scholar of the Citadel of Candlekeep, in this epic tale. While you grew up in the idyllic keep's austere walls, you know little of your real father, though all of that is about to change abruptly. Trek across the Sword Coast in search of adventure, fame, and your own identity. The very future of the realm may just be in your hands. Now, if you're going to play this alongside me, which feel free to, that's perfectly fine, perfectly acceptable, and I highly recommend play ahead of me. These episodes are typically in the 30-minute to hour-long format, so you probably, by the time you get to hear episode 2, if an episode 2 is to happen, you're probably going to be way ahead of me, and that's completely acceptable, and I want you to do that. Tell me on Twitter what you think of this episode. Tell me what you think of the experience. I really want to know. Special thanks to the Patreon listeners who get to listen to this early and have listened to this early, almost a month early. You guys get to listen to this almost a month early. That is kind of amazing. That's kind of the limit where I go, is up to a month early once I make these episodes. But you're not going to regret this thing. So again, special thanks to the patrons. You can be a patron yourself for $1 by checking out patreon.com/KylieKane and donating $1, pledging $1 to the campaign, and well, you get everything early access, plus extra content as I make it, and extra stuff as I work through things. I'm sitting here at the campaign selection screen, so we're going to click Start Campaign and see exactly what happens. I don't even know if it does it play the movies as well. I don't know. Let's find out. We're sitting on a loading screen right now, which those are quite frequent. We're going to see those a lot, and we can't get away from them. And that's, you know, that's okay. I'm kind of excited. I have very briefly played this mod, and I'm kind of excited to see what goes on. Okay, so it says create a character, so let's create our character. All right, so this may be the character creation episode. Now, we always play humans. I like playing humans. I am unaware of the story of Baldur's Gate. I own it, but I have never played it, so I don't know anything about it. I legitimately have no idea what's going to happen or what's going to happen at all. We are going to play a human, because that's fine. You know me, we play clerics, so we're going to play a cleric, right? That's what we're going to do. I'm looking here, we're going to play a female cleric. I think that's what we're going to do, play a female cleric. And female cleric human, that's fine by me. We're going to, I wonder what recommended does. Recommended is a human. Fine. We can actually choose human or Deep Immiscari. I don't know what Deep Immiscari does. Deep Immiscari gets a +2 intelligence, but lower dexterity. They also get a bonus for being a wizard. We're not going to be taking wizard. We're going to be taking a cleric, so that might not be useful for us. Racial traits for the humans are quick to master. They get one extra feat at first level, and they get four extra skill points at first level. So that's pretty cool, right? Pretty cool. Let's click next, and let's make our character what the character looks like. So let's zoom in on the face, since that's the most important bit. Height really doesn't matter. I'm going to make them a little taller, a little girthier. And let's take a look at the head selection. We have, in order, we have young woman, old woman. I don't know what to describe that as. This one has a tattoo. This one looks elf-like, very elf-like. These are like middling levels of elf in here. Just flipping through here. That one's fine. You guys will never see it, so it doesn't matter. Just gonna flip through the hairstyles. Ooh, I like this hairstyle a lot. It's a short hairstyle with a weird tuft at the front, and probably how I would imagine myself if I were a woman. Let's go and click through here for eye color. I like green. That's a cool color. We're going to make the hair brown because I like my hair. My real hair is actually brown. Hair highlights. We'll make those highlights dark. Can we make them white? Oh, God. That's awful. All right. And hair accessory. There's no hair accessories, but I like red if we're going to have one. Okay. We're going to click next. So we have a character. And we are going to play. Of course, we'll play a cleric. I like clerics. Clerics are cool. Clerics are awesome because they can kind of be healers and buff masters. And there's a lot of classes. There's a lot of classes in this version of the game. A lot. Oh my goodness. There's so many classes. A lot of prestige classes, which are really cool. It starts out with Barbarian, Bard, Cleric, Druid, Favored Soul, which is a cleric with divine power. Ooh, I might go with that, since that is definitely pretty cool. What does a cleric get the Favored Soul. I think I played a Favored Soul once. I think I played a Favored Soul. Spells, the cast divine spells, cleric skill list, and cast any spells she knows without preparing ahead of time. Okay, they don't have to prepare it ahead of time. To cast a spell, the Favored Soul must have a charisma score of 10+. Okay, so we get the deity's proficient weapon at level 3. We get a bonus to it, deity's weapon specialization, and at 20th level, which is not, I think, the max level, but I don't think we'll ever get close to that. I don't remember what Baldur's Gate originally gets up to, but I know it's not level 20. 20 level, we get damage reduction. You know what? We'll go with a Favored Soul. That sounds really cool. I kind of dig that, that we are a divine-ish character. So what is the recommended here? Recommended, of course, is fighter. We're gonna go Favored Soul, and we are a neutral good. I like neutral good. That's fine. I'm a big fan of Lathander. Lathander is a morning star. They got a mace. That's their weapon of choice, and they're the morning lord. Athletics, birth, creativity, dawn, renewal, self-perfection, spring, vitality, and youth. And I think they're also, I thought they were the god of elves, but I don't remember. All right, let's go with, I'm going to let you click recommended for stats here. We're looking at our stats. The recommended puts a 14 strength, 10 in dexterity, 14 constitution, 10 intelligence, 14 wisdom, and 16 charisma. I believe charisma in our case is specific because we are a favored soul, so we have to have charisma to cast. Cleric's ability to turn undead is also predicated on charisma. All right, so I'm going to go with, we're going to go with Devout. That gives us plus one concentration, but negative one to diplomacy and negative one to bluff. Okay, so here's our options. We have a couple options here. The default favorites, we can do customize for our, let's go back here. We have a couple thing. We have a class package that we can do. We could do a customize where we get to customize, or we can choose one of four class package. And what this does is it sets our package, sets our basic stuff up for us. We don't have to do anything. So we got Default, which is a generalist favored soul. Learns both healing and personal combat spells, making the character both strong in support and a competent melee combatant. War Priest gives us, prepares them for the War Priest prestige class. Summoner is a more focusing on summoning spells, centered in summoning and augmenting creatures for battle. Or Chaotic Fury is Chaotic Fury favored souls, specialized in disabling or altering an opponent's perception and striking with great force. You know what? Let's check out Customize, because I love the idea of customization. We have 12 points to spend here, and the recommended line gives us 4 in concentration, 4 in healing, 4 in spellcraft. We should have 12. So is that 3 fours? 4 4. Yeah, no, that's fine, actually. Part of me wants to take some in diplomacy, but I think the heal and the concentration are more important, as well as spellcrafting, because that's going to help us a lot. I don't think we'll need to worry about use magic device because we are a spellcaster. So that's fine. Let's click next. All right. So we got feats. We have 2 available feats to us. We have light and medium armor proficiency. We have a shield proficiency and a simple weapon proficiency. We also have quick to master and skilled. Skilled. What is this? Skilled. We have 4 extra skill points. Oh, cool. And we can take 2 things. So a favored soul also gets a proficiency in the weapon that their god is. Let's look what recommended gives us. Recommended gives us augmented healing, which gives 2 points per spell level to any healing spell. And Luck of Heroes, which is character gains 1 on all saving clones plus 1% luck bonus to armor class. Oh, yeah, no, we'll take that. That's good. That's awesome. Yes, that's not a bad thing. Okay, so available spells. We can take 4. Okay, so we can take 4. Because Favorite Soul is like a sorcerer, effectively. So we have to know spells, right? So we're going to, of course, take Cure Minor Wounds. We'll take Light. Should I take Resistance? Resistance only a 60-second buff. It's really not a bad idea to cast that at the beginning of a combat. Virtue's also 60-second per level, and we gain our temporary hit points. I'll take Inflict Minor Wound, and I don't know whether I'll take Resistance or Virtue. I don't tend to use these quick spells all that often. I tend to use the longer buffs more often than not, because that's just how I roll. I prefer that sort of thing. And since I don't have to prepare spells every morning, rest and I get them back, I think we're going to have to go with Virtue. This is going to be more helpful in my mind. All right, we have 3 spells we can take here. Let's take first and foremost, always take Cure Light Wounds. We always take the cure spell. Let's look here. I think magic weapons in here, and I typically will take it. Now, I'm not sure if I'll take it this time because it is nice, right? It gives me a +1 weapon. I'll take summon creature. That's always cool. Let's look around what else we can take. We could take more spells later. And the problem is because I'm not a cleric, I can't replace my spells. These are spells I know, right? And I don't know if I can replace the spells that I know. Almost want to do protect from alignment, which will allow me to protect from evil. That might be the way to go because it'd give me a better deflection bonus. And I think that's what I'll do. I'll do Protect from Evil for myself there. And that's what we're going to take there. What does it recommend? Let's... I wonder what it recommends. Let's go back and customize. Recommended, that was fine. Recommended there was fine. All right, let's check the recommended here. Recommended here gives me Divine Favor, which is only a minute. Sanctuary and Shield of Faith. No. What does it give me here? Light Wounds. Okay, yeah, that's fine. But definitely not on the recommended here. I prefer to have I like my cure spells. Cure spells are super important. I don't like carrying around pots if I can help it. We're going to definitely take summon magic creature. Not a summoner, but I like having extra party members if possible. I'm debating. We're going to protect from alignment. That's fine. And let's do some voices here. Let's go. I like this voice here.
Some fights cannot be avoided. Into the fray.
Beautiful. I like that in the voice. Okay, so we're going to name our name Kai Lee. As my name. That is my name. Do not weird out. Kai Lee. And then the last name, Kane. I'm going to just leave the age at 18. That's fine. And not much is known about my stuff there. I think everything else is fine. That should do me. Let's click play and see what happens. We're loading characters into the module, and we see Candlekeep in Baldur's Gate Reloaded. We are now officially 15 minutes in and into the game. That's not a bad time on a character creation episode. This is a non-profit fan-made mod that has no affiliation by BioWare, Obsidian, Wizards of the Coast, or Atari. Please support the official release. BGR team. We see an image of a skull with flames rolling around it. A BGR team production. Okay, so this is like a movie at this point. In association with the Neverwinter Nights 2 community. Beautiful. Original story by BioWare. Original movies by BioWare. Oh, we will have the original movies? Okay. Original soundtrack by Michael Hoenig. BGR theme, Hero of the Heartlands by Scott Buckley. Beautiful. Okay, is this a credits as well or opening credits? Okay, do we have the opening movie? He who fights with monsters. We have a quote here. He who fights with monsters should look into it. Look to it that he himself does not become a monster. When you gaze long enough to the abyss gazes at you. Friedrich Nietzsche. I think that's how you say his name. All right, so we've opened up on a scene of a tower. This is, I believe, from the movie from the original Watchtower. And we have this paladin-looking fellow walking out. He's kind of looking pretty hurt. And we have this evil-looking man in a wicked-looking helm with glowing yellow eyes. Sorry, I can't color. Oh, he's laughing. I don't like that. Oh, shoot. So it looks like this guy in all black is he's attacking the paladin, and the paladin is screaming for his life, trying to get away. Looks like he's going to kill him. He just broke the gate of the... He broke the fence. If you haven't seen the movie here, you need to go watch it. It's good. It's decent. It's very weirdly rendered, but it's definitely a good 3D for its age, I think. This man in the weird, ugly teeth mask kills the paladin dude and then tosses him off a building. What the heck? Somebody's going to find that body. I mean, let's be real here. That body is definitely going to be found. What are you doing? Okay, so blood is now spilling over and it is spilling into the title card, which is Baldur's Gate. As you might expect, and the Baldur's Gate catches fire, and then it says Baldur's Gate Reloaded at the bottom. So it was changed a little bit. Okay, it makes sense. All right, we're loading into Candlekeep.
Atop the cliffs that rise from the Sword Coast, the Citadel of Candlekeep houses the finest and most comprehensive collection of writings on the face of Farron. It is an imposing fortress, kept in strict isolation from the intrigues that occasionally plague the rest of the Forgotten Realms. It is secluded, highly regimented, and it is home. Within these
halls
of knowledge, your story begins. You have spent most of your 20 years of life within this keep's austere walls, under the tutelage of the sage Gorion. Acting as your father, he has raised you on 1,000 tales of heroes and monsters, lovers and infidels, battles and tragedies. However, one story was always left untold, that of your true heritage. You have been told that you are an orphan, but your past is largely unknown.
Okay.
Gorion has been growing distant from you, as if some grave matter weighs heavily on his heart. You have asked about his concerns as gently as possible, but your queries have been in vain. Your sole comfort is the knowledge that he is a wise man, and you know he will tell you when the time is right. Nonetheless, his silence is troubling, and you cannot help but feel that something is terribly wrong.
Oh, right. This is bad. Okay, so that was just the narration at the start of the game. I'm looking over a scene of what looks to be, I think, is Candlekeep, a library in Candlekeep, and this is big stuff, big news, big stuff right here. It then continues, and it doesn't give me voiceover for this. It says, "Today, Garion has appeared more agitated than ever, and now he has uncharacteristically interrupted your chores in the middle of the day. Imparting hurried instructions for you to equip yourself for travel, he has handed you gold he can spare, but he has given no clue as to why. Nevertheless, you stand now before the Candlekeep Inn, ready to purchase what you need for an unplanned and unexpected journey." All right. So we are standing in front of the Candlekeep Inn. We have our character, and this is full 3D. I mean, 100% 3D. So I am seeing Candlekeep Inn in beautiful 3D. This is what I imagine it would look like. It would have looked like for the folks back in the day, if they were to be playing this game for the first time in a fully 3D rendered engine. My character looks fantastic. The character, everybody outside looks fantastic. I kind of love it. It's amazing. I was wondering if I could get my, all right. So I have my, spell book up and going. That's up in the top right here. So I've got that. I've got a whole bunch of options here that I can kind of play with. Can I move that there? I can equip stuff. That's awesome. We'll move these down here so I don't have to type or hit this button every now and again. We'll just move spell level 2 over here for now. That way I can quickly access all of that good stuff. All right, so Candlekeep Inn, we've been given, how much gold have we been given? 110 gold to spend as we wish. So let's go spend that gold. So we've walked into Candlekeep Inn. The area is loading, and the inn is... Well, you recognize that sound, that inn sound there. And in front of us, we have a basic, very basic inn. We have some stuff. We have the innkeeper to our right. Winthrop is standing there to our right. And to our left, we have a tutor. And it looks like a wizard is standing in the middle of some chairs. Let's talk and find out what these guys are about. The tutor says, "Purchasing drinks from bartenders, it's a great way to learn local rumors." Okay, so let's talk to the wizard. His name is Firebead Elvenhair. And what does he have to say?
Yes.
No, he has to say, "Oh, yes, I'm back within the hallowed halls of Candlekeep. Within this iron crisis upon us." Oh, that went way too fast. "When this iron crisis upon us, this trip from Baragost was more hazard than I care to relate. You're Garon's ward, aren't you? My, you have come at unto your own. If you would permit an old man jealous of youth to say so. I left an identity scroll with Tetheril in the inner grounds. He should have been done examining it by now. So if you could fetch it for me, I would be grateful." Cool. Yeah, we will definitely go fetch that for you, my man. All right, so we're walking around. I'm looking around the inn here. We're looking to see if there's anything, maybe anything to loot. Or we have two. We have a noblewoman and nobleman, and they... definitely not talking. I talked to the nobleman that says, "I'm sorry, my wife and I would like some time alone. Isn't that right, lovely?" Ooh, we have a shelf here. Can I steal from it? There's a dagger on the shelf. Okay. I don't know if I want to take that. I'm trying to be nice. Looks like I found the bedroom of the innkeeper. It's behind his desk. He probably wouldn't be very happy if he noticed I was kind of clawing through his stuff. Before we talk to the innkeeper, let's go upstairs and see what this is all about. Upstairs. What's upstairs? All right, we're entering the upstairs area. And we've got... All right. What do we got here? You know what? Before I go there, I want to say there was an assassin up here, and I'm I'm actually kind of terrified to walk into an assassin. I do remember very little of the original game, so I'm like, okay, I'm a little hesitant. Let's get geared up first before we do anything. Pathfinding is a little weird in this game. Like, it wants me to walk around the counter to talk to the barkeep when I know I can talk to him from across the counter. Like, that's not hard. Okay, seriously? No, we're going to walk around the counter.
Hotel's as clean as an elven arse.
What the heck? Okay, what? Okay, it says, well, the barkeep says, well, hello there, young one. Come to pay your old pal Winthrop, have ye? Visit your old pal Winthrop, have ye? Well, don't forget the 5,000 gold piece book entrance fee as per Candlekeep custom, don't you know? I've got a couple options here. I can say, what kind of outrageous, what kind of fool you take me for? Stuff your inn and stuff your company. You can also choose, you are always the big kidder, Winthrop. This gets funnier nearly every time I hear it. Well, not quite so often. And finally, as I fear I don't have that kind of entry fee with me, I suppose I shall return when I do. I'm going to say, you are always the big kidder. And he goes, ha, just having a bit of fun with you, my friend. The monks be walking about with poles in their nethers. But you know you're always welcome here in my sight. Gorion did well by you, he did. So, is there anything I can do for you? Some drinks? A room to sleep? Anything to buy? I'm going to say, what do you have? All right, so we've got a couple stuff. He's actually got some pretty decent stuff here. But our goal is just to get outfitted. We are wearing what? We're just wearing clothes. We can't sell clothes. All right, so we have 110 gold. So the first thing we're going to want to do is we're going to want to pick up some sort of weapon. And I think debating either a mace or a Morningstar. What's the difference between a mace and a Morningstar? Morningstar is 1d6 damage. It also weighs only 4 pounds. Let me see here. Morningstar. Let's see. Morningstar is a metal shaft. Now, is Morningstar considered a mace? Would it be considered a mace for favored weapon status? Maybe. Maybe it would. I don't know. Tell me. I don't know enough about D&D 3rd edition to know. But I think I'll take the mace. What's the Morningstar's weight again? Morningstar weighs 6 pounds, where the mace is 4 pounds. That'll probably be better as well. You know, I'll take the mace. It's also a bit cheaper as well. We'll take the mace, so we'll equip it. There we go. And let's grab a... what kind of helmet are we looking at? What kind of helmet do we got? We got a helmet, which is, it's just a helmet. I guess these are just helmets. They don't do anything. I'm looking here at the various helmets. Some of these helmets have 50 charges on them, and I'm not sure what the heck that's about. I think we could wear medium armor, which should include scale mail, I think, which can be, 40. But gives me an armor check penalty. 4 base class, 3. Should I go studded leather armor? Or is that light armor? Studded leather armor is light armor, right? And I don't have any dexterity. So what about hide armor? Hide armor, that's also medium armor, 3 with a max dex bonus. Let's check the chain shirt. Chain shirt's nice, but it's too expensive. We're talking way too expensive for our blood. So we're going to probably go with the most expensive thing we can actually afford is probably this studded scale mail. So let's buy that. That's fine. And that weighs quite a hefty amount, but it gives us some scale mail, gives us an arcane penalty and definitely a skill check penalty. And I think we'll grab a light shield as well. There we go. We have a light shield. And can we buy any potions? I will buy a torch. That's going to be useful. And that puts us 50 of 170, what I can afford. And I'm looking pretty dapper right now, I think. I think I'm looking pretty dapper. I'm ready for a successful adventure. Now, I am aware that the friendly arm inn is definitely going to get me. So, remember we said we were going to explore the upper facility of here? So, we are. Let's go check these rooms real quick. We have a sleeping man in one room, and there's a table to his left. an armoire. Let's check the table real quick, see if there's anything in it. Ooh, some gold pieces. I'm sorry I'm robbing you blind, but here's the fact. I need the money. We got a lockbox up top. It is locked. We can't get into it because we are not a... We're a thief, but we're not a thief thief. We are a thief that is not a thief. We're a thief that gave me no penalty to open that stuff. And there are people in here, too. I'm just barging into people's rooms. Ooh, a cabinet. We can definitely check out. It is definitely locked. If I were a thief, that would probably be unlockable. All right, so I'm looking through the rooms. We've got another lockbox, which is locked. One of the things I've noticed, and I don't know if it's the extended client or something else I'm doing, is if I walk manually anywhere, right, and then click on something, the game sometimes has to double register me. Hello, human.
Man shouldn't speak to his better unless spoken to first.
Oh, we found somebody, and he says, he's like, yes, might I help you? I'm going to ask, yes, I might. I'm just wondering who else I was sharing the inn with me tonight. And he says, I might very well be anyone, but I am Christian of Waterdeep. Likely you would not know my family name or history, and that suits me well and good. These trips to Candledeep are a bit of an extravagance on my part, and while I use no illicit substances or neither consort with hired company, I spent quite enough time here that I should not like it common knowledge. At this end, I should appreciate it if you'd forgo your odd little attempt at introductions and leave me to my thoughts. All right, buddy. Okay. So, I didn't get a name, sadly. There was no name there. So, I've entered another room. Looks like it's a room full of various items. I say items, and we have a nobleman in here. Found another room at the top, at the very far end, with a nobleman. Let's talk to him and see what he's about.
A man shouldn't speak to his
He says, what? I certainly hope there's an explanation for this intrusion. Explain yourself. Just getting to know my neighbors. I'm sorry. My name is Quincy. Beyond that is my own business and none of your concern. Leave, lest I report your intrusion to this guard. Okay, sorry, Quincy. So, Quincy is an asshole. I am kind of barging into the room. So, I mean, that's probably on me. Right? That's on me? Is that on me? That's on me. Alright, so let's leave this area. There was no assassins up there. I thought there would be. But hey, we met some interesting, characters. Yeah, that's what I'll call it, characters. So you can actually walk through the doors, the doorways. The portals do not automatically trigger. which is weird, because I'm used to them automatically triggering in Neverwinter Nights 1. They don't trigger automatically in Neverwinters 2. So that's awkward. All right, so we're walking outside. There's a tutor. Don't care for the tutors unless they give me a quest. They may not. We got a person named... Felidia. Hello, Felidia. She goes, oh, hello. Have you seen my copy of History of Halru anywhere? You know how I can't stand the constant shuffling of arthritic feet up in the library? So I thought I'd get a bit of fresh air just east of here. And oh, I hate being so absent-minded. Please, if you could find it, I really do need it back. All right. So if we see anyone that might have an information about Felidia's book, well, check it out. Drepin might. What's your deal? Priest quarters, tutor. The Sword Coast can be a dangerous place. Save early and save often. All right, let's explore the priest's chambers, the priest's area. Let's find out what's in the priest's chambers inside Candlekeep. Oh, we're getting. He says, oh, goody, goody. I've gone and found ye first. You're the ward of Gorion, no doubt. I am. What can I do for you? Oh, our counter will be quite and simple for you. Plainly put, I have my mission to end your life. Success will mean a little respect among my peers, you see. You can do very little except for die. Okay. So we attacked each other. He attacked. He missed with the first attack. His name was Shank, by the way. He missed with his attack. I then rolled my initiative roll because it was a surprise attack. I rolled a 20, so I got the first Then I attacked, and I ended up rolling a 20 on my roll. Then on the threat roll, I rolled 22. What the? I hit him for 10 damage. Nice. And he dropped a green stone, which, let me look at this, green stone, which is just a stone, and a dagger. We'll take it because we could sell it to sell it. Anything else in here I can kind of pilfer since I'm already in here? Some gold pieces. There we go. And the trunk, which is definitely locked. Okay, that's fine. What about these crates? Are these crates also locked? Warhammer, we'll take it. And nothing. That's fine. All right. Well, Shank definitely assaulted me, and let's find out what's going on outside. Shank assaulted me inside the priest's quarters. Priest's quarters is just a normal bedroom, by the way. I don't think I described the bedroom very well, but hey, it's there. The tutor, a priest walks up and he says, "I heard shouting, Kylie. Are you okay?" I am, yes. Thank you. I'm going to say he's dead, whoever he was. He lunged at me with a knife. Oh, Karan, what is happening to this place? He says, "It's not this place, child. It's you thereafter. Gorian was waiting on the steps of the central library and wants you to go to him as soon as you have bought what you need at the inn. Oh, Kylie, I've been your tutor for so many years, and only this moment I've come to doubt that my teachings..." Hold on. Flip. "My teachings have not been enough. Go to Gorian, my child. It is safe for you here no longer." Alright, that's kind of ominous as hell. Why was the watchers or the guards not doing anything about the clear assassin who definitely attacked me? Hey, Drepin. Let's talk to this guy named Drepin.
To talk to you now.
Drepin goes, "Philidia left one of her books in here again. It's in the hay beside the cow. If you could run over to her and then come back, I got some plans for you." Got some plans for me. What? You got a quest? Hold up. Let's go talk to Philidia. Give her book back now that we've got a book. And he says he's got some plans for me? I am intrigued. I like plans. Plans are cool. Experience is fine. Felidia is like, "Oh, my book. You remind me of Gorian when you grin like that. Raising you has been so hard, and I know, but it's a toll of love. It's a toil of love, a toil of destiny even. You must be a very special child indeed to draw such plays from a man with the silent nature. Here, please take this gem of mine. Maybe Winthrop will give you a little something for you for it." She gave us a lynx eye gem. So let's go back and talk to Drippin. Drippin the farmer. Drippin is a farmer. Neat. All right, Drippin, what you got for me, buddy?
"Crops haven't done too well this season."
He goes, "Nice day, ain't it?" "Okay, nice day, ain't it? Too bad Nessa here ain't enjoying it, though we're being sick and all. I need to get one of them potions of antidote off Hull. He stayed up drinking last night and got hauled out of bed to man the gates early this morning, so I bet he's got a few of them lying around somewheres." Off Hull at the gate? Okay. Hi, Nessa. So you're Nessa, so where's the gate at? I am on the north side, so I'm imagining the gate's at the south side. Alright, so we're continuing walking around the place. We have the Temple of Ogma.
"Is only possessed."
He says, "I'm pleased to say that you've taken the time to pay tribute to wise Ogma. What do you have to offer?" Ooh, what do I have to offer? Does he have anything here? Ooh, he does. This stuff's expensive, though. Even a healer's kit is 75 gold. Wow. Okay. Ogma, you are real expensive. All right. We're continuing our walkabout around the Candlekeep grounds, and we come across a dwarf named Revor. Ooh, before we talk to Revor, is there anything back here? I'm always interested. Like, anytime I see something that looks interesting, I go, ooh, what is back here? What is this? What is this? It's nothing, but it's, like, really pretty. So I'm like, what is this? Oh, did we pass another building? Just like randomly pass another building. Is there an entranceway to this building? Hold up. I found another building. And I don't see an entrance to it on this side. I don't know if there is one. It doesn't look like there is one, but I am always one of those people. I'm always like, ooh, entrance. Ooh, something to do. All right. Ooh, a chest outside. Let's check it. It had nothing in it. Okay. Nothing in that chest. Revor, what do you got for me? He's like, "I thought I asked you to clean the rats out of the building yesterday already. Get to it. Get in there." "Yes, sir. Let's go Basham rats. The traditional first level quest that you always do. We have like 6 rats. Oh goodness, rat time. It's rat time. They are attacking us. We have attacked and missed our first attack. We've got 4 rats attack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rats attacking us. What the heck is going on here? Can I cast? Yeah, we'll just attack the rats. I'm looking here if I've got anything I can cast to kind of help this fight out. But it just, they're rats. I think they have like 4 health apiece. They're all dying one after another. Boom, 8 damage. Yeah, we're handling. They have hurt me a little bit, which is fine. We'll do a cure. Hold on. I have cure minor wounds and cure light wounds. I'll cast a cure light wounds or minor wounds as soon as it's done. All right, so they left me with 7 out of 10. I'm going to cast cure minor wounds. Let's do cure minor wounds on myself. And that fully healed me. Nice. And let's take a look around this place to see if there's any other rats or... Ooh, there's a cat. Can I pet the kitty? It doesn't make any sounds, but it is definitely down here. There's multiple cats! How did the multiple cats let the rats live? What the heck's going on? What is this? Cats, you're not doing your jobs, guys. You're not doing your job. You have one job. You had one job, cats. And I'm going to loot the hell out of the silver ring because I could probably sell it for something. All right, found a silver ring in a barrel. I'm taking it. Mine. It's mine now. Mine is payment. Payment for making me do what your cats couldn't. Hey, Revor, how you doing? He's like, oh, yes, kill all rats like they are. A glorious battle, unlike the world's any scene. Here's 5 gold pieces. Don't spend it all in one place. What the hell? Moradin's hammer. Okay, that's all he says. He just says that. That's all he said. Oh, Hold up. Okay. 31. By Moradin's hammer. Is this broken? Hold up. It is. Oh my god. I found a... Whoops. The code does not have him... He's not coded properly. So, this is what's happening. My character is literally just... Do I want to use this? No. It's like 50 experience points a pop. Like literally every time I talk to it, 50 experience points and 5 gold pieces. Like I'm not even kidding. That's exactly what's happening. So every time you hear "Buy Moradin's hammer," I'm gaining 50 experience. I might do this to get to level 2 before I leave. But it is 1,000. I don't know. It's a lot. It's 1,000, so it takes like 20 times talking to him. We'll come back and see if he does it later after I save. Anyways, we need to talk to this person named Hull, but I want to see if there's anything out here in the front gate area. There's not. Okay, hello, Hull. Hey, kid, I woke up late this morning and left my sword in the barracks before going on duty. If you want to get it for me, there's a chest at the foot of my bed on the right side of the barracks. Quick now before the Great Watcher catches me without it. You'll also find an antidote in there. I think Draven needs one for Nessie. Okay, so let's go get Hull's sword. So Hull is asking us for a sword. We found also the Gate Warden.
Very strict.
Okay, so the Gate Warden's like, you need to go see Gorion. Gorion needs your attention, please. We found a priest of... I think we found the hospital. Oh, God. Why are there so many sick people here? What the heck is going on? Why are we... What is going on here? Sir, why are there so many sick people? Why are there so many... What is going on here? Why are we so sick? What is going on? So the priest of Ogma is in here, and he is healing the sick. It's a hospital, which I don't think it said that on the outside. I didn't see anywhere that said hospital. Just found a hospital. It had like 6 beds in it. There's a lot... Just hospital. Is that what it says up top? It does not. It does not say hospital. It just says a gate warden outside of it. All right, let's continue talking. Jondalar is standing outside a house. Let's talk to Jondalar. He's got some stones outside, like legitimate stones. Hey there, Kylie. I know Gorion's looking for him. If you have a free moment, you check out the workshop here. There is one in every major city inside Sword Coast. I don't particularly care for workshops for that's one thing I've never particularly cared for is crafting weapons and stuff like that. I'd rather buy my weapons or something like that. I never really cared for the crafting elements of these games. It's just never really appealed to me. But hey, you know, that's everybody's got the thing. Let's go check the bunkhouse here and see if, was it the bunkhouse or the barracks? Bunkhouse. Oh, I'm being attacked by a... Being attacked by an asshole. His name, didn't get his name real quick there. He says, "Oh, there, you're Gorian's little whelp, aren't you? Yeah, you match the description. You don't look so dangerous to me. I'm going to say, and what business of that is yours? I'll make it my business if I please. This I thought I'd have a look of you myself before I put a blade down your gullet. Seems someone thinks you're trouble, so I'm gonna use your head for a ticket out of the gutter. Just a little treat. I'm just a little street trash hood," they say. All right, we're immediately into an attack, and, we can actually, one of the cool things about this game is we can quickly pause it. I don't think he's evil, but we can quickly pause the game back and forth. We hit him pretty hard, so he's actually near death, and now he's dead. So we'll take his dagger and look around the room. There's a barrel in here that we can definitely take from. Let's see if there's anything in it. There was not nothing in the barrels. There's nothing ever in the barrels. Should I keep checking the barrels, y'all? I don't know. What do you tell? You tell me. Should barrels continue to be checked? Should we be checking the barrels? I don't know if we should check the barrels, y'all. I have no idea. And we're being accosted again by another watcher. It says, "Kylie, you cut yourself over the brow there. What's wrong, child? Something in your eyes tells me something is very wrong indeed." I'm going to be like, oh, Parda. There was a man in there. He smelled like the stables, and he tried to kill me. It was horrible. He then tells us to equip ourselves at the end, as the rest of them did, and move on from there. So literally, just he was like, "Go equip yourself. It's important. The world is ending." Blugger blur. Is this like? I'm imagining this is important. Okay, so we found the barracks. So I'm assuming that's where the sword is at. Maybe. Hello, Fuller. I think this is Hull's trunk. Is this Hull's trunk? This is not Hull's trunk. Is this Hull's trunk? That's not Hull's trunk. Is this Hull's trunk? That's not Hull's trunk. Okay, where's Hull's trunk? Is this Hull's trunk? This is it. All right, so we're going to grab the longsword and the antidote for dripping. And we'll talk to Fuller real quick. And the guy's like, Fuller is like, "What a Meadfield night. That hull is just too much. Poor Sap had to go man the gate this morning. I don't know how he does it. What can I do for you anyways?" I'm going to ask, I was wondering if he had any errands to run. He goes, "Yeah, I need a quarrel full of crossbow bolts." Okay, let's go. Let's go get him a quarrel full of crossbow bolts. That's pretty nice, actually. I need to go back there anyways, so... that's fine. So what we're going to do is I'm going to continue walking forward, but I think the only thing left in my path is the inn again. Also, we have Arcanus and Dieter. We'll deal with them in a little bit. Let's go talk to Hall, give him his sword, go talk to Drip and give him his stuff, hit the crossbow bolts, and then make the circle back to the front. I think that's what we're going to do for the rest of this episode. And I'm kind of enjoying this. Now, I've never... personally played the original Baldur's Gate more than about you have those gaming confessions that happen, right? Says Hull, I'm talking to Hull, and he says, "Thanks, kiddo. Gorian didn't bring you up half bad, did he?" "Gorian didn't bring you up half bad. You're lucky to have grown up here in Candlekeep, to be honest. Sometimes I think the raw side of the gates has gone mad with all the fighting over iron shortages and all. Omn and Baldur's Gate will be at war before the season's out, mark my words. However, I'm on duty. Here's 20 gold for saving my skin from the chief and 50 experience points." All right, so here's the idea. Are you ready? I'm going to find out if it's just that character here. Does he... Okay, he just says, "Shh, kid, I'm on duty." Okay, so he doesn't repeat it. That's cool. Let's find out if Dwarf Man repeats it. All right, does he continue to repeat? Or does doing what I did... He does! I'm... And 50 gold pieces. Or 5 gold pieces and 50. I am kind of shocked that is there. Was that bug in the original game? Someone's got to tell me if that was a bug in the original game. Anyways, we talked to Drepet, and he goes, "You're a wonder, are you? Are you? Stick with me." What the heck? Oh, hold up. "Stick with me, and you will go far." Okay, well, stick with me, and we'll probably never leave the walls of Candlekeep, would we? They say the bandits out there aren't after gold or gems anymore, just old plain old iron. It's one of them, whatchamacallits, paradoxes or whatever. It's dangerous for you to wear some good solid plate and carry that axe that made Tempest jealous, but rather than protecting you, it just make everyone want a piece of you. Given my drothers, I'd rather stay right here. And we lost the item antidote because we gave it to him. And yeah, that's that. So realistically speaking, by the way, we have an attack bonus of 2, and I think part of that is because we're using the favored weapon. I don't know if that was a level 1 thing, or I don't know. I'll have to check here. Let's check feats. Hold on. Devout, Luck of the Heroes. I don't know. I don't know right offhand if favored weapon is part of that. Anyways, let's pop into the inn to grab that. We need to buy that quiver. We need to buy that quiver full of.
My hotel's as clean as an elven arse.
I love that. We have to buy the arrows, the bolts. So let's buy the bolts. There we go. We'll buy the bolts. Thank you. And we'll sell off everything else. Ooh, nice. All right. Yeah, we just made 176 gold, which does mean we could probably upgrade our scale mail to a chain shirt, maybe. What is the difference between this chain shirt and the other chain shirt? Bonus class, it's light armor. Chainmail has medium, right? A 5 with a 2. Should I take a heavier armor? Should I go with chainmail over scale mail? Scale mail is a 4 with a 3. And I kind of want to do this. Sell the scale mail. Buy the chainmail. And this puts us at 17 instead of 16. So every little bit counts, right? And that's kind of where I'm getting at. Every little bit counts when it comes to just digging out that little bit more efficiency from our armor class and various things like that. And I'm kind of excited about that because I'm like, okay, we're managed to do something. I got one more quest to do that I need to do right now. Let's go and see where he's at. We're looking for Tethalon, I believe his name. Tethoral is his name. Let's go talk to Tethoral. Hello, Tethoral. He says, "Firebeat has sent me, hasn't he? Well, I'll tighten that scroll to him, but you must hurry and speak with Gorion. He's waiting on the steps of the central library. I assure you, child, it's a matter of greatest urgency." Okay, that's understandable, but I've got errands to run. And I'm trying to finish up all the quests here in town. And I think I've got, 3 quests left? Maybe. I think I've got this. I got to return the Scroll of Identity, which I'm about to do right now. Identify. Hello.
Yes.
And we did that, and he says, "I'm glad to see that age is not hardened your heart towards such an old man as myself. I'll take all of your identify scrolls. I have a great use for these types of scrolls. Here, let me cast a little spell on you. It'll protect you from any evil you might meet tonight." He gave me a potion of healing, and he cast a protection from evil. For some reason, that's considered an unknown spell, even though that's what it was. It was protection from evil. Which is a fine enough spell. It makes this, how do you explain this? It makes this little barrier lotus symbol around my body, which is really cool. And I think it might behoove me to cast it properly later. So I talked to Dieter. Dieter said nothing. Talked to Arcanus, and he says, "Hi there, Kylie. It's a good day training with you. It was good training you with the other day. You've grown strong, you know that? There's a rumor that you're on an adventure soon. Good luck out there, and stick up late in the cold while it's better with me." And Dieter says, "Aye, for me too." Okay, so that's a dwarf and a halfling. Do they become party members, maybe? I don't know. Maybe they've got names, so they've got to become important somehow, right? All right, so let's go talk to Fuller. Does everyone with names, are everyone with names important, or are they just not, do they just have names because they're in this first area? So I talk to the guy, give him his quiver, and he tells me, "Thanks, kid. I hear tell you might be leaving this place soon. Watch your back out there. Yeah, let me give you this dagger. My father killed a hobgoblin with it once many years ago. Stabbed him right in the back, he did. Ain't no broadsword, but it'll do in a pinch. And take care of yourself." All right, so we did the errand. We did the errand for him. That's done. And, okay, that's it. That's that. That is all of that. Now, I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that the first area has an enemy. The Friendly Ann Inn. Friendly Arms Inn has an enemy in it that will stomp me. Don't mind me if I abuse a glitch. No offense, because I have played Baldur's Gate up to the Friendly Arms Inn and died multiple times in this encounter. So, you will have to forgive me if I abuse the living tartar sauce out of something as simple as Sir Reaver giving me 50 experience points every time I talk to him. I will take it up to level 2, which I won't have to talk to him a few times. But you have to forgive me. I mean, it's one of those things like, I remember playing Dragon's Age, and there's a glitch in Dragon's Age where you can buy some certain items and then sell it back for more than they're worth, at least in an earlier patch. And that really had never quite been, like, parts of it had never been patched out. So I remember playing it and, like, really, really overleveling the content. So there, that's something you have to keep in mind. Anyway, so we've leveled up. It didn't take very long. So let's level up real quick. We are going to continue being a favored soul because we're already a favored soul. Why not? Let's look here. We've got 3 points to spend. I'm looking here. I don't think crafting is my jam. No. Crafting is not my jam. I think I can. I want to take 3 in diplomacy. What is recommended here? Let me see what's recommended. Recommended is going to put heal, concentration, and spellcraft, correct? So let's do, you know, it's not a bad idea to do that, but I also want to take a little bit in diplomacy. So we're going to put all three of those in diplomacy. And we have some available spells. We have no available spells at level 1, but we can take the final spell. Now, question, can we switch spells every single time? Every single level up, we can. That's kind of dope. I didn't know we could do that. Okay, so we gained no feats. We gained really 1 spell and gained 3 in diplomacy. I think I wanted to take 3 in diplomacy just for the simple fact that I really kind of wanted to better my hand a little bit here. Our hit points, we gained 10 hit points. That is fantastic. This will actually, so that little act is going to be quite a buffer, honestly, for the next section of the game. While it would take another, so it takes 20 talks to get 1 level, it would take another 40 times talking to him together 1 more level, right? That's a bit much. That's a bit much. But if you're struggling and you're wanting to play this game, I'm going to tell you to do it. I'm going to tell you to get that first level up before you leave Candlekeep, okay? That's your word from your good friend Kylie. That's what I want you to know. All right, before we do anything else, I'm going to save it here. I think this is a good spot to save. We're going to save it. We're going to call this, Baldur's Gate Save 1. And we also have a quick save as well, but we're saving it inside Candlekeep. And I think that this, if it saves, it says saving. Okay. Cool. Ooh boy. Ooh. My heart was racing there. Cause it's like, okay, is it dead? Is it dead? Is it dead? But hey, that was all of Candlekeep. We have one more discussion to have before we leave Candlekeep. I know that we're about to go into some kind of heavy-ish story stuff. for Baldur's Gate as we leave Candlekeep. So as we head towards the Friendly Arms Inn and into our first boss, I'm going to do some finagling and some researching to find out where we need to go. But I think this is a solid hour of content, and I hope you've enjoyed it. If you like, again, if you like what you listen to, please let me know on the Patreon. You can check me out on Patreon at patreon.com/KylieKane. You can check me out at Twitter at twitter.com/TheVersian or Twitter.com, yeah, or at TheVersian. I'm also on TikTok and other various locations, so hey, if you can find me, I'm there. And otherwise, I am enjoying this. This is a pilot episode, so if you like what you heard, let me know. I don't know if every episode is going to be an hour long. I thought this one would be. I thought this one was going to be 30 minutes long. And again, if you're playing alongside me, the game Neverwinter Nights 2 Complete is. You can pick it up at GOG for $20. It's well worth the investment, in my opinion. You can also pick up the Client Extender. Just look it up, Neverwinter Nights 2 Client Extender. It's very important. It also helps with various tasks of the game. And it fixes some bugs, and there's some community patches and stuff like that that you're going to want to install. Other than that, I honestly think that greatly covers where we're at. So with that said, keep an eye on this project. It's awesome. I'll place some links to the project and to its Nexus page in the doobly-doo. And I will catch you next time. If you're listening to this anywhere but the Patreon, check out that end card and I'll catch you next time. If you're listening to this on Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you've enjoyed the month early preview. That said again, bye-bye. This podcast was brought to you by me, KylieKane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/TheVersian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.